Starburns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello
and welcome to
Two
Filthy
Nerds.
Because we're filthy
and we're nerds,
and there's dose of us.
There sure, and we are live on YouTube right now. That's right. You can always see us on YouTube by finding the Two Filthy Nerds YouTube page. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Two Filthy Nerds, and if you want us to chat with you, we're not reading your fucking YouTube comments. You got to come over to Patreon.
Yeah, go fuck yourself on YouTube.
Patreon.com.
I know exactly.
Immediately, YouTube shuts down our video. Go fuck yourself on YouTube. Your channel has been banned.
There will be no fucking yourself on YouTube. That's for OnlyFans. Head over to OnlyFans so you can watch us fuck ourselves.
Yeah, OnlyFans.com/2filthyfists.
Two filthy fists of fury.
We've lost.
It's just
our
two
minds.
Girls just viciously fisting themselves.
Oh!
I'm sitting there. I'm like, I don't feel anything.
What is it? What is the? You know what I'm talking about? The Infinity Gauntlet.
The thing.
Hey Nicole, can you come over? I lost the one of the stones. The stones of time. What are they fucking? I don't even know what they're called.
I think we can be honest. If anyone's losing anything inside of them, it's gonna be me.
Absolutely. It's gonna be.
It's gonna be me.
And meh. That's the sound of her pussy just echoing. Hey. You can be in our chat. And chat along live with us during the shows. You watch movies with us, and when we go on break and cut out the YouTube video, we keep chatting with our Patreons.
Yeah, and you guys get the hot takes, by the way, because there's a lot of shit we say before this starts
that will never make it to air.
Never make it to air, and that is when we are being our most horribly honest humans.
Yeah, really insufferable and probably dangerous.
We name names, you guys. We name motherfucking names. All right, before this started, was I going after Mike Young for making me audition for his movie? Not making me, letting me audition for his movie and then telling me my audition was really good and that he would never cast me in his movie because I'm not a name. Yeah, I was talking about that before.
Yeah, well, fuck you. All right, I mean we went in, and yeah. Just as a general note, unrelated to anything she just said, cast comedians to play comedians. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Don't you dare. Don't you fucking dare write a part for a comedian and then not let a comedian play that part. And don't you dare write a part about a female comedian from Detroit, Michigan, who sells pictures of her feet and not cast me.
This is what we should have run our mouths about. But this is not a running our filthy mouths. This is a recap.
We're recapping Marvel Phase 2.
That's right. Marvel Phase 2 has come to a close for us on this podcast. And
man, did we have fun.
Fuck. It was so fun.
By the way, I never want Marvel to end, I've decided. Can we just be a Marvel podcast for all of time?
I mean, we can be it for a while. I don't know.
I am so obsessed with this universe. I saw Mike Lawrence, and if you guys don't know who Mike Lawrence is, look him up. He's
the fucking king.
He's a king of all nerddom. But he's also just a brilliantly awesome, wonderful human.
Yeah, and a great comedian. Champion of the first season of Roast Battle.
And he's a cold-blooded killer. But I was talking to him about Marvel, and it's like, it's always good. No matter what.
Well.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get to an episode later this week about an earlier Marvel film. But
there was an earlier Marvel film that was terrible. By the way, did you see that? You know what? I'm getting on a sidetrack, but we have at some point need to address the fact that Idris Elba. I can't pronounce his name, but I will suck his dick. He was in Thor.
Yeah.
He is now in the DC world.
Criminal.
I can't believe
Who is he in DC?
One of the nerds in our chat will for sure know. I'm
lot of pressure.
Lot of pressure for you, Gene. And Jarvis and Eric Hankey. Who else is here?
Where's Frank?
Yeah, where's Frank? I was like, where's
our human search engine?
He is a human search engine for sure. Okay, so let's bump it off. Let's kick it off.
Let's do a bump. Bloodsport.
All right. Bloodsport.
Is the movie?
Or his character?
Is that a character? I don't know enough about.
He's in the new Suicide Squad.
I mean,
I can't imagine how many contract hoops he had to jump through for that. Although I feel like when he started doing Marvel, he wasn't the person he is now. He's like apocalyptically big now.
Yeah, so they're probably like, maybe his contract wasn't that.
Yeah, they're like, listen, he's like, you're not going to do any more Thor universes, are you? Like, you're not going to be exploring Thor anymore? Because, like, I'm not a person in the world. I don't need to be a secondary character. I'm
a
lead.
I'm a fucking lead. Several people have been in both, according to our editor, Gene. So,
well,
he, no spoilers. Well, we'll find out how long he stays in this universe. Does he have to pass on to DC?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest.
He's gone on to the big Gotham City in the sky.
The big Gotham City in the sky. Now that I know he's in the DC world, now I'm like, we should do the DC world next.
I mean, we have to eventually cover some of DC, yeah. But I do feel like maybe we're gonna go into WandaVision and Loki. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just so fun. But this, here's the thing, is there were a lot of great movies in this phase.
Mm-hmm. There was one that literally sucked donkey balls.
Yeah, a couple of these felt just like movies designed to like really make one plot point for moving the whole story franchise forward. A MacGuffin, if you will.
A MacGuffin. You listen to us with our terminology. It's a MacGuffin.
Did I please Google that earlier to confirm
she
what
absolutely
MacGuffin
did
meant?
She absolutely did. Will you please, for the folk that don't know what a MacGuffin is, please define.
A MacGuffin is something that exists. It's a device in a movie, but it's just, the whole point is just to move the plot forward. It's just one thing that really, nothing fucking matters. It's just for plot.
Yeah.
For later.
It's just it's a nugget.
My life has been a MacGuffin. I don't know what that means, but
I mean, it sounds deep though. It sounds like you might have done ayahuasca and that was your like destruction of the ego. You're like, my life has been a MacGuffin.
As you're shitting your pants like, in a room full of strangers. My whole life has been a MacGuffin for the birth of my son. You don't have a son. Oh, no, the drugs.
Trust me, the amount of shit that's in this toilet, it feels like a child.
MacGuffin came from Maltese Falcon, according to Jarvis. Fun phrase that has withstood the test of a very small sliver of
time.
Population and time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so with that said.
I mean, are we going through by through, or are we just going to talk about what we liked, what we didn't like?
Let's talk about least favorite. Let's just knock that out.
Okay, Thor Dark World is an affront.
An abomination.
Not only the Marvel and comic book world, but frankly, Norse mythology in general. I feel like Norway as a country should rise up.
I feel like Norway might have banned Thor.
I hope
from airing in the country.
I mean, can you imagine just being a Norwegian person going to some type of United Nations type of event and everyone is just like, aha, Thor. And you're like, no, I'm just a regular person.
Yeah, no. But like, I love Thor.
But you believe in Odin and stuff. And they're like, it's
mythology.
It's like Greek mythology, but with different people. It's Norse. I don't know why. And they're like, the hammer. Show us your hammer. Hey, let me suck on your hammer.
By the way, I feel like every man in Norway refers to his dick as a hammer just because of Norse mythology.
I mean, I fucking hope so, but also how embarrassing if...
What if they had little dicks in Norway?
I know, it's just like a little, it's more of a chisel.
There is a penis museum in Iceland.
Oh, there's
which is very close to Norway.
There's also, I guess it's just a sex museum in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam is a giant sex museum.
It really is. Can't recommend that enough.
And you know what else I could recommend if you're in a time machine? Pompeii. Really, the Amsterdam.
Never move on. The Amsterdam of the olden days.
The Amsterdam of the olden days.
They had to make Amsterdam after Pompeii.
Yeah, after Pompeii got buried.
Got justice for its sinful behavior. Mm-hmm. Wait until Amsterdam just erupts and goes into the sea.
That's, you know what?
There's a volcano underneath Anne Frank's house waiting to erupt. It's where that grilled cheese shop is at the end. There's a sandwich.
That was the last
the
page. That's actually how she died. There was like a volcanic rumble. R.I.P. R.I.P. Anne Frank. R.I.P.
What a woman.
She's great.
A real superhero. But let's get back to the fake
superheroes. She was the first superhero.
Okay, so Thor Dark World.
Goddamn.
Was embarrassing.
It was just one of those things where it's like, every time a Thor movie starts, I'm like, here we go with a backstory that I'm never going to be able to fully understand or remember.
See, the thing is I saw Ragnarok and that one's coming up. Ragnarok is the third Thor.
Which it's I hear is truly unbelievable.
Mind-blowingly good. So every time we've watched a Thor, I've been like, oh yeah, it's fucking Thor. And then it's like
oh, Thor.
It's like when you introduce a friend you really love to other friends and you're like, you're going to love this person. And they're just having like a weirdly bad day. And
yeah. You're like, no, I swear they're fucking great.
They're usually like really fun. I don't know. Maybe their whole family died.
And then you're just like mad at them. You're like, listen, I had really high expectations for you.
I cannot recommend any other friends to my new friend group.
Yeah, now my friends don't trust me because I brought you in and you were a dud.
They will not take my friend referrals because of your behavior.
And what what if that was a thing, like to get into like groups of friends, you had to have like a referral?
I feel like it unofficially is in a way.
Yeah.
Like, well, someone has to bring you in to a friend group.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. How do adults make friends? That's something to run our mouths about.
Yeah. Adult friendship is a weird thing. After a certain age, you're like, I don't need anybody.
Well, it's also like, where do you find anybody if you did need them?
Yeah.
Ugh. At work?
Ugh. We meet people at comedy clubs.
Whoa. And that is just, you might nightmare. As well go to a psych ward and start befriending everyone.
I mean, you know, that's a first step to a psych ward.
Yeah, at least they wouldn't fucking talk about their set all the time.
Oh,
insufferable. Man, you should have seen this fucking one bit I did.
If I have to watch one more comic story in their Instagram.
Killing it.
About a comic at a show and they are killing it. Is that comic killing it? Are you sure? Killing it?
Are you just posting a picture? Also, here's something only for comedians specifically. Stop posting pictures of yourself doing bad comedy.
Yeah.
There's people, they're like, check out this video. And it's on their Instagram. And it's like, you didn't even do a joke.
You didn't even do a joke. You literally talked to somebody in the crowd and had one witty thing to say.
And like got a tepid response. And people are like, yeah, I'm fucking killing it out here.
I don't understand that level of confidence. That is the level of confidence that the executives at Marvel had when they put out Thor.
Yeah, I mean, thank God.
Oh.
It's a nightmare. And you know what else I didn't love is Age of Ultron, Avengers.
The only thing I liked about it is that we got introduced to Wanda and Vision.
MacGuffin.
A MacGuffin.
Such a
MacGuffin. Two great MacGuffins.
I'm being that person who really tries to cram their word a day in as much as they can.
By the way, that's actually
MacGuffin.
That's actually kind of something fun we should do at the start of every episode.
Today's word
is do a word and see how many times we can work in that word.
Oh God, we would become so annoying so quickly.
I mean, we're already annoying so quickly.
That's true.
I love that you have this blind faith that we aren't insufferable.
We would go from being really cool.
Oh my God, today's word is insufferable.
That's so funny. Fuck.
And I looked over and Jarvis, our producer, I love that. Can we just keep it going that Jarvis is our producer?
Yeah, our producer Jarvis, which by the way, if you're listening to this later, there's a whole live chat going on Patreon with the patrons, patreon.com/twofilthynerds, and you were missing it. But he said,
as I said the word insufferable,
today's
word
is
the word insufferable.
Which,
so let's keep going with insufferable and MacGuffin.
The insufferable MacGuffin.
That's our new improv team.
Hey, we're the Inseparable MacGuffin. Somebody throw out a topic. I heard somebody say hats. You're alone.
Hats, 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 hats.
Yeah.
Hats. Let's do hats, hats.
Can you do a completely audio improvised?
Never yeah. Mind.
What a nightmare that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, it's called Clubhouse.
Oh, it's hell on earth. Anyway, yeah, no, I like that we met Wanda. But I thought, not to keep being insufferable with the MacGuffin references, but like really that one was kind of just to like tie up some loose ends at the end. It felt like they're like, here's a situation where, because that one ends with like Hulk going out to,
yeah,
who knows where.
Hulk had a hissy fit.
Iron Man, is he like leaving the Avengers? It seems like. Yeah, they kind
of Iron Man takes the shrapnel out of his chest.
No, that was in Iron Man 3.
That was in Iron Man 3, but
he keeps being like, I'm done. Because
and
he
then
comes
he keeps
back
being
in Ultron.
Like, psych.
But like in Age of Ultron, it's like they build the new Avengers facility. Mm-hmm. It's got Captain America and Black Widow, but Hawkeye has gone off with his family. Hulk's missing, or he's gone wherever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And Iron Man is like.
So in one of the summaries I read, it said that Hulk went off to space.
Is that, does anyone, can confirm? It feels like he's just flying around the Earth is what I thought, but I guess.
He went to space.
I guess the machine he's now, on is space capable.
Spaceable.
Hulk in space.
Question.
And then we thought we had Pluto for years, and it turns out it was just Hulk.
It was just Hulk floating around. Those people who knew that he went to space, did you, but okay, the movie, if somebody, Greg, one of our patrons just wrote, the movie doesn't show it, but he goes to space. How do you know that?
Is that a spoiler because, that comes out later?
Is this something you know because you've seen more movies down the line? Or is this something...
Like, were we not supposed to know that and we learn it later? Or is that like a comic book piece of knowledge? Jarvis has said maybe, which means
we've
been spoiled. We've
been spoiled.
Yet again, plans have been spoiled.
And spoiled not in the way Mama likes to be spoiled. When it comes to being spoiled, Mama wants a foot massage and money.
We are live on the internet.
Money.
I would also like some money. Patreon.com/2filthy nerds.
guys, she has... a gorgeous feet.
Pay for pictures of my feet. Yeah, where? What happened to Foot Daddy? Where did he go?
Oh, Foot Daddy wrote to me the other day, and he was like, "Where's producer Courtney?" Somebody asked me about producer Courtney. A few people have, and I'm like, "My podcast is done. My old podcast
dissolved.
That's no more. So you're gonna have to come here for the hot, sexy content." I actually am pretty thrilled that podcast is done, so I can finally say with.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Complete authority that you foot fetish guys are, majority of you are fucking assholes.
Yeah, but I will take your asshole money. So.
Yeah, give me your asshole money. I want you to take your money. I want you to put it in your asshole, and then I want you to send it to me.
Venmo me, not the cash.
From your asshole. Huh. Can your asshole grow arms and open up the Venmo app?
Speaking of fun things, let's talk about, you know what? Let's take a quick break.
Break.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what we liked about phase two and then just in general get a little excited for what's next.
Oh, I'm so excited for what's next.
We'll be right back. Okay, we're back talking about phase two. So we talked about which movies we hated. Mm-hmm. Which I think, or I did.
I mean, I did.
Ones you hated besides those?
Thor, The Dark World, absolutely horrible. Age of Ultron, I only liked it for one reason and one reason only. Winter Soldier was good. It was good. Iron Man 3,
it was solid. It was solid.
Guardians of the Galaxy,
so good.
I loved that new world so fucking much.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's because we've seen these core Avengers. And they've sort of been set up as like, these are the people. I think it's why Black Widow, when we finally see it, will be so exciting as well. And when we see like Captain Marvel, it's new.
Yeah.
So it's like a new storyline, but this is a whole new world. I mean,
it's
they were
a whole new world
out literally in the galaxy.
New world.
Wait a second. Is all of this going on just in the Milky Way galaxy? Like, are they the guardians of like Justice Galaxy or is that just like
all the
a branding?
I don't know. That's a good question. Patriots,
like, is everything in Star Wars in a galaxy far, far away going on? And, like, we don't have anything to do with that. That doesn't involve us. We're in this galaxy. We're the guardians of this galaxy. Guardians of the Milky Way galaxy. But Milky Way was copyrighted.
Are we in the Milky Way galaxy? Is that the galaxy we're in? So if
you didn't know that?
I mean, I don't know the galaxies. I don't know. I'm not a space person.
Wow.
Did I go to space camp and have to leave early because I was having chronic diarrhea because I didn't know I was lactose intolerant? Absolutely.
Honestly, a waste of a space camp trip.
Truly.
Can you get that credited to me?
Yeah. Can we just start telling people that Jessica Michelle went to space camp?
Can I still go to space camp? Do they have adult space camp?
1,000%. Does NASA want to take the money of anyone? I'm sure.
Yeah, for
They're now in a space race with Bezos.
I mean, Amazon in space. Can you even imagine?
God.
How delightful.
It's only a matter of like 1 year until everyone in space is like, oh, this delivery is so slow.
Yeah. Where is it? I ordered it 5 seconds ago.
It feels like it's been a whole millennium.
And then we'll need the Guardians of the Galaxy to regulate Amazon Prime.
I mean.
I live on Alpha Centauri, which is the hub for Amazon in space.
I really am absolutely in love with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
So good. I mean, I just love all the characters.
I love all the characters. Even the vicious ones, even the bad ones were just, everybody had just layers. Everybody had story. Everybody had gusto.
Yeah, it was very just well done. I don't know. Yeah, you felt you. That's the best way to put it, is that you could really feel like everyone, you know, there weren't any two-dimensional characters.
Everybody was pulling their weight for the storyline. There was no one. There was no MacGuffin.
Nobody served as a MacGuffin.
Nay a MacGuffin. No insufferable MacGuffin.
Nary a MacGuffin in sight.
Nary an insufferable MacGuffin.
That's who Nova is. That's why we're led by Prime. They're led by Prime. That's funny. The stone is kind of a MacGuffin.
But listen.
Yeah, but full plot of the movie was this stone. So I think they found the best way to incorporate a MacGuffin is to like really build around it.
Yeah, if you have an entire story that's built really well and all the pieces in it work and can hold their own weight, I don't think it's a MacGuffin.
As someone who recently learned how to live stream to YouTube from my own computer.
Talk to me.
Let me give a little film school director advice.
Mm-hmm. Lay it on me.
Build a story around the MacGuffin.
Yeah. Don't let the MacGuffin drive the story and not the story drive the MacGuffin.
Make the MacGuffin so significant it loses its MacGuffiness. MacGuffiness is really the problem with most modern films, is too much MacGuffinry. Am I even saying the word right anymore? I'm not high.
I really just want you to get on stage at some point this week and be like, my MacGuffin.
What a MacGuffin this set is.
I have a MacGuffin top.
I have a MacGuffin top. It's just one point that it's a small thing that just exists to point to my entire self-worth is centered around my MacGuffin top. I want an egg and cheese McMuffin. This is stop being funny, but we can't stop laughing.
Oh, God, it's so funny. An egg and cheese MacGuffin.
I'll take two sausage MacGuffins. But they weren't MacGuffins. They were, in fact, the entire plot of her life. And just two dicks come in from out of frame. Okay, someone in the chat just said R2-D2 was a MacGuffin, according to Lucas. Can't even dive into that, George Lucas. I've got a lot of thoughts on you. You're going to hear them in our Howard the Duck episode that's coming up later this week.
Wait, was Howard the Duck, was that George Lucas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which just goes to show you,
everybody is capable of garbage.
Yeah. Even our heroes sometimes fall.
Even our heroes sometimes shoot blanks.
Yeah. Sometimes your hero comes dust. Load. But we don't have time to talk about that because we want to get a little bit more of this in here. So, okay, before we move on to chatting a little bit about how excited we are with phase three,
Ant-Man. Oh, fuck. Ant-Man.
And not to, by the way, to cast aside Iron Man and Captain America, but they were fine. These are the movies that I think we both agree.
Yeah,
shown.
I mean, we don't need to discuss Captain America and his fucking friend who's the Winter Soldier. And
Bucky.
Will they eventually get along? Probably, because good always prevails. Blah, blah, blah. Iron Man 3, join the military.
Fine, yada,
fine,
yada,
fine,
yada.
Blah, blah, blah.
Weapons
whatever,
are great.
Whatever.
Ant-Man.
Who cares? Ant-Man.
I mean, we are. You heard it the last, well, not the last episode, but very recently in our Ant-Man episode. So we don't have to dig too much, but just what a fun
ride.
Yes. I love the way they shot it. This whole, you know, bringing us into that world of being little.
Being little.
Very
oh,
Honey,
so
I Shrunk
fun.
The Kids.
Oh my God. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. What a film.
We should do that as a palate.
Yeah.
I've seen it. You've seen
I've
it.
I've seen it. Yeah.
It's so great. Did but you ever so go to, at Epcot, they did a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids ride. No. And it was like, everything grows around you. Oh man, it was so cool.
By the way, you just transported to Epcot. She just, guys, this is what she just did. For those of you who are listening, you should be able to see this because it's really fun. But Jessica Michelle just did this. She goes, have you ever been to Epcot? And it's just all around you. There's just stuff all around you. And it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids at Epcot. It's so beautiful. Where am I?
Yes, I dissociated on camera.
Yes, she dissociated on camera.
It's part of my PTSD. I dissociate and go only to Disney World. Hello, I'm getting a flashback. I'm on Thunder Mountain. It's breaking down. We've got to walk. We're never going to get out of here. There's bats. That really happened. oh, God. We have to go through the bat cave. The real bat cave is Thunder Mountain as a child when it breaks down and you're walking with your obese aunts. We're just telling you to shut up and deal with it. Anyway, Ant-Man. What about Ant-Man? It's A-U-N-T-Man.
Look at my scarf is just around. Ant-Nans. Like ants, but Nans.
It's Ant-Man. He puts on the suit and he turns into a woman named Carol. Don't forget Carol. To pick up the dry cleaning, honey.
We're gonna make cookie sandwiches for dessert. So pick up some briars.
Oh,
I'm gonna make
God.
The cookies.
Cookie sandwiches. We made your favorite macaroni and cheese. When I think of ants, I think of my twin aunts, and I feel like I have a fucked up perception of ants because I have twin aunts.
Yes, but 1,000%. And by the way, every time you talk about your aunts, I'm like, they're not real.
I know. They're the
twin
coolest.
Aunts that just gave you a car at one point in time.
They didn't just give it to
well,
me.
Whatever.
I had to sell an old truck, and they gave me it at a discounted rate.
Yeah, but.
A very
Whatever.
Discounted rate. They hooked me up.
They hooked her up.
What that's, should that's have been a $10,000 purchase was a
not
half
a $10,000 purchase.
And
that is why we love those ants. But for me, I'm just like, do they exist? So you just have fairy godmother twin ants?
One of them literally is my godmother from my baptism.
Oh, wait, you were baptized?
Yeah, I'm Catholic.
You're a Jew.
I know. I learned that later in life. They hit
that's why when
me.
They were baptizing you, the...
The water
priest
just sizzled
like,
on my face.
Yeah, the priest was like, oh, he just got electric shock in the water. He's like, this child.
Ah, she needs to be exorcised.
I have exorcised the demons.
My baptism was really a MacGuffin never mind. I don't have a
You're
way to finish that sentence. I know. So Ant-Man was great. So fun. We love Paul Rudd.
So fun. Comedy. It had everything. It had comedy. It had heart. It had story. The daughter. What a gal.
Yeah. And it had like a hot lead, but he's not like unattainable hot.
Yeah. Like I could put him on my fuck list.
And it's like, is it could Paul happen. Rudd? Is Paul Rudd unattainable, but he just seems so nice that it seems possible? Or is he like
that? He's unattainable.
Who's he married
so
to?
Fucking nice that you're like, yeah.
Does he have a hot wife?
I could get him to throw it in.
Yeah. It seems like he would be like, you know what? I like your attitude. I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah. You know what? You're a real gal. You deserve, you know what? One of my hot loads.
Sweet hot load.
I feel like he would come. I feel like he would come quickly. I feel like Paul Rudd's definitely a load buster.
Oh, yeah. Immediately. And then he goes, I'm sorry. This never happens. No, it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. He'd be honest about it.
Yeah. He's like, ah, this always
happens.
He's
like, oh, my dick never works. It is a bummer.
What a bummer. So all in all, pretty good. We had two duds, two solids, and two. Great
yeah.
movies. And that was the whole series, right?
Yeah. And then
now we're going into fucking phase three.
Phase three is a big bitch.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's a big, big, big bitch.
Shit's getting crazy. What do we have coming
Let's
down
see,
the pipeline?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There are 11 movies in phase three.
List them. Go.
Captain America, Civil War. And we will have Mike Lawrence here for that because he loves that one. Or was it Endgame that he liked, or Infinity War. Oh, shit. He'll be here for one of them. Okay, so Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor, Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel.
Yes, woman!
Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man Far From Home. Now, I have understood from Mike Lawrence, who is a kind of a Marvel expert.
Yeah.
Black Widow is kind of like phase four, and we have to watch that at the end of all of this. He's like, don't. He's like, you will.
Like,
get-
watch. Do we watch WandaVision before Black Widow? Or no?
Oh, that's actually a good question.
Or just at the end of phase three.
At the end of phase three.
So we are withholding, though it is very difficult. We are withholding.
Oh, yeah.
From watching Black Widow. Despite desperately wanting to go into a movie theater and see Scarlett Johansson beating the shit out of people. We have a lot to look forward to. I don't even know who the fuck Doctor Strange is.
Neither do I.
I haven't
but
seen
I do
Doctor
love
Strange.
Getting some strange.
I know you do.
Oh, I love a little strange.
Le strange.
Le strange. Pipi le pew le strange.
Pipi le pew le strange.
Pipi le pew le strange.
Doctor, Bellatrix le strange.
Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange.
Benedict Cumberbatch, is that who plays Doctor?
Ooh.
Benny, you know, when I dated Brenton Biddlecombe, I told someone I was dating him, and then somehow that got telephoned into going, I didn't know you were dating Benedict Cumberbatch. And I was
wow.
like, what?
By the way, the fact that somebody would believe.
What are you about to say?
The fact that somebody believe that you would date a British actor.
Okay.
Ew.
Good save.
Ew. By the way, that's where I was going originally, but I thought it was really funny.
I love it. Oh, I love your pussy. It's delightful.
Give me that MacGuffin.
Rather. Oh, I'd like to put my sausage into your MacGuffin.
Oh, your MacGuffin
Hello.
Is so smooth and creamy. Oh, you have a yeast infection. My bad.
I haven't seen Captain Marvel. Speaking of yeast infections, I have not seen Captain Marvel. Have not seen...
I haven't seen a lot of these.
I haven't seen either
Doctor
of
Strange.
These Spider-Mans. I gave up on Spider-Man. I was like, is there no more?
I saw Spider-Man Homecoming. That's it.
You did?
I saw Infinity War. I saw Endgame.
I'm really excited for Endgame to make sense because that's the only one I've seen besides, I think, Civil War.
It's so crazy that we've all seen like different spatterings of this and like just don't understand anything.
No, like... up to this point, still nothing is like, this must be what leads to that thing I know distantly in the future.
No idea.
No fucking clue.
Not a fucking clue. This is, if there's one thing I can say about Marvel is you can truly watch this again and again and again and still find new things to be confused about.
Yeah, I'm excited to do this again in the future.
Yeah.
Immediately after we finish this podcast.
Immediately after.
And never go back. We're just going, it's just new seasons of us rewatching it and going like, here's something new I noticed.
Oh, now we're getting it.
At this time, if you pause it, you see Paul Rudd's naked butt.
Oh, I just Cumberbatched.
I'm Cumberbatching. Oh, jolly good.
Did you Cumberbatch on my MacGuffin?
I'm in a Cumberbatch. I'm Doctor Strange. What? Listen, you guys, we've derailed. You can be watching the video live, which is way more fun, by going to our YouTube, or you can chat along with us, making jokes the entire time.
Full time.
Patreon.com/twofilthynerds. We are going to end this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, it's coming to a close. And we'll be back on YouTube because we record these back to back to back. So it's a whole fun day if you join our Patreon.
Stick around. Get your Cumberbatch out and Cumberbatch.
Come on our batch. Come on our butts.
That's the name of my pussy is Batch.
Listen, we're going. Follow
Burbatch.
Us.
Burbatch.
Tell your friends about us. Leave us a fucking review. Good night.
Toodles.
See you later this week.
Me.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.